Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome back in. Good Tuesday, everyone. It's Dom. Dom G sitting in for Rich today. The Dom Giordano Show, usually 9 until noon. Follow me on Twitter at DomShow1210. Well, we've been talking about churches throughout the area and nationally, president throwing down the gauntlet. Will Bill Barr get involved? How can you open up not just big box stores, but liquor stores in New Jersey, but not churches? Phil Murphy over the weekend saying essentially on national TV, we'll get to that. That's in the offing. Well, when the king rules, we'll get to that. Well, the churches are not waiting. But the big story here locally that we have some control on, I think, is to turn up the heat on local Republicans, particularly those in Harrisburg. That's where the heat really has to be turned up, because I'm looking at some of these numbers. We're starting to see them around the primary, which really doesn't matter too much. Look, all elections are important. I get that. There's important stuff. But when Tom Wolf, along with the Republicans who could have stopped him, signed this no-excuse mail-in ballot voting late last year, along with other reforms. In other words, as I understand it, they thought they got this in a reform, he got this. Well, this is big. Meaning, in the past, now I don't like the absentee ballot. I've said that for my entire career. The whole thing is not, you don't want to vote, don't show up and vote. I get it. There are things like the military. There are things where there is a true emergency. The person's out of pocket. They can't be there to vote. But it's gone way too far. Now, there is no excuse, meaning you don't have to make an argument in order to get an absentee ballot. Politico says, in Philadelphia, whose metro area is the most populous part of the state, predicted before the pandemic, they would get 70 to 90,000 applications for mail-in and absentee ballots in the primary. Through Thursday, with several days to go until the deadline, they've already received 158,000. The previous record set in a presidential general election was roughly 23,000. The deluge has led to a backlog. Officials said last week about 18,000 ballots are still waiting to be sent to city voters. The same thing in Pittsburgh's Allegheny County. Now, I'm looking at some of the numbers. Delaware County was in the news last week, Montgomery County. The bottom line on this piece, Al Schmidt, Republican, good guy, thorough guy, on the one of the three Philadelphia city commissioners who actually works, he's a Republican, says we have the new voting technology, we have an election reform that pushed back all the deadlines, and now we have the mail-in ballots, the pandemic thrown in. So, for example, out there in Montgomery County, they're saying Kenny Lawrence, who is the second to Valerie Arcouche, the head commissioner out there, we can't possibly have all these things counted on election night. I'm talking the presidential election, the one that really, really counts, right? Now, what Republicans have to do, they have put themselves into a bad situation as usual, these idiots in Harrisburg, is they have to either craft new laws and or give them more money and resources. Bucks County, the same thing. Delaware County. So that the counting will start right at 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock on the 2nd on election night in November, and it will proceed with whatever infrastructure they need. I don't care if it's 3, 4 in the morning. In other words, we can't be going days as the, what is it with Democrats and time? You know, with the pandemic, with the whole thing, they just, no urgency. Keep this going. So suppose Pennsylvania, which is a good supposing, we know the three critical states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin. Trump doing relatively well in Wisconsin. Michigan, I thought the Democrat would have a really good shot at winning. Whitmer has whittled those chances down, but it still appears that state's going to be very tough. Pennsylvania is going to be under 50,000 votes, maybe around 25 or 30. Again, that's what President Trump won by approximately. I know it's easy to kid yourself. You see all those yard signs and all that. You have to understand what you're up against here, though. We're up against the PhD moms out in the suburbs. You're up against these entities, which I believe will cheat and re-cheat and all. We just saw the case in Philadelphia. The media is already tired of it. Last week, guy who was a Democrat head of elections, stuffing ballot boxes in three separate elections, convicted by Bill McSwain, the U.S. attorney. Okay? This is serious stuff. We cannot have Montgomery County, Delaware County, and these others saying, we're not going to be able to count all this in an election. I just can't do it. That's it. Ridiculous, right? You know each second that goes by. Let's say Pennsylvania is it. Now, if you think Florida and the hanging chads and the guy holding up his glasses and all the goofiness was bad, this would be hand-to-hand combat. I believe there are people out there who would cheat because they think they're heroes. And they know they'd be taken care of for life. Anything that would stop Trump. They tried to do all that, you may remember, even with the electoral college people, threatening them, trying all kinds of things the last time. Well, that didn't work. They immediately, I believe, with the FBI and others, stepped in, the national coup d'etat, to try to stop Trump via Russiagate. You should know that in Philadelphia, only about 50% of polling places usually have a spotter there that's allowed on the Republican side to stop cheating. So Philadelphia and Pennsylvania and the surrounding area, Delaware County, Montgomery County, this is the big local story. And our big story today is brought to you by Hint. Hint is pure water infused with surprisingly true fruit flavors, including watermelon, blackberry, and cherry. No sugar, no sweeteners, no calories. Available in your local grocery store or at drinkhint.com. Hint, water with a touch of true fruit flavor. So as much as the church's story is on my mind and is a big battleground, this comes down to winning. And winning means Pennsylvania cannot be allowed to make these excuses. We cannot get the count done on election night. Again, when this happened, I remember saying, look, I don't care what you think Wolf is giving you. We cannot get rid of excuse-free or have excuse-free absentee balloting. As soon as that happened, we see what they're being overwhelmed. And this is for the primary. Now, as fears of the pandemic continue, you could say, oh, well, November's away. This is going to be mind-boggling. The number of people that will try to vote by mail and or absentee ballot, whatever you want to call it, two problems. The cheating on the front end with the dead that are still on voter rolls, with people that have moved and the ballot comes there, and all sorts of operations that are finely tuned to do one thing, to defeat Donald Trump by hook or by crook. That's what's going on here. That's why I've been starting in with Republicans, starting with Mike Terzai and others. What are you prepared to do about this? It's fine to talk about we're going to win Pennsylvania and all that. This is critical. And Montgomery County is supposed to be Ken Lawrence, this brilliant, they have a doctor heading the commissioners, this affluent, brilliant place. Then why can't you get it together to count the ballots on election night? I'd love to hear from you out there in Montgomery County. That's what should be demanded. The same thing with the progressives who are geniuses over in Delaware County and Bucks County. Philadelphia, of course, you can imagine what this is going to be like. Okay, let's go to Roberta here with Dom in Plymouth Meeting. Roberta's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Roberta, good morning.
Good morning. I'm calling about the phony write-in ballots.
Yes.
I received one with the wrong name,
mm-hmm.
so it wasn't even addressed to me. They encourage everyone to vote by mail, and if they cannot get a simple name and address right, why should we give them our vote? They'll use it any way they want or throw it out. And is this like a proxy where you're giving them the right to vote, use your vote to vote any way they want?
Well, I don't know about the proxy. Look, the geniuses there, headed by the genius of geniuses, Valerie Arcouche, have already admitted they put the ovals on a lot of these ballots in the wrong spot. There's probably a lot of wrong names. They're sending it to dead people, wrong addresses. It's a mess, Roberta, and what it will result in will be a lot of court battles, maybe not so much in the primary, but when we get to the general election, this is fraught with both mischief, incompetency, and really can't be done and should not be done. So we're on it. And the play here is to get the Republicans on it in Pennsylvania, to demand that these votes be counted, to go after Democrats like what Roberta's experience is out there in Montgomery County. I know what they're going to say. They're going to say, oh, we're using the primary as a learning curve. All this will be cleaned up by the time we get to the big presidential race. I am very, very secure in the competency of the head of the Republican Party out of Montgomery County. Not so much over in Delaware County. Don't hear from these guys, or Chester County. Don't know what they're doing. Maybe they'll call into the Rich Cioli show. Maybe they'll tell us. Here's how we're trying to combat what could be a massive problem. And again, if we were some state, podunk, that doesn't matter. We have 19 electoral votes. We are 1, 2, or 3, the most important state on election night. President Trump did not win overwhelmingly the last time around, nor will he win overwhelmingly this time, nor will Joe Biden. It will be close. So stop all the daydreaming on this. Well, I see all these yard signs. Yes, that's all good. But the other side's ratcheted up this time, and the mechanisms to cheat and have all kinds of shenanigans are there. The thing to do, job one now, is to head them off at the pass legally, to pass laws that will circumvent them talking about not being able to count on election night. That's what we're hearing. And some of these numbers will be astounding. I'm not talking just in Philadelphia. Based on some of these numbers in the primary, in the 5-county area, I think we could see over north of 250,000 of absentee, mail-in ballots, whatever names were given, whatever circumstance we have by that point. Now, you can just imagine with that, it might be substantially more than that. I've seen projections. All right? Let's say it's 300,000, 400,000. And then you have the rest of the state. You have Allegheny County. You have these others. We're dealing, some of these places are ill-equipped. They are going to be tsunami. These places here, Montgomery County touts itself with Valerie Arcouche as this PhD mom capital. You know, those yard signs, relax, stay calm, Val's a doctor, that are out there, right? They're all geniuses. It's a highly educated, affluent area. We hear this all the time. Well, then why are they telling Politico, hey, we don't know, election night, we don't know what we're going to be able to do here. We can't possibly. It might be 2-3 days afterward. What? Can you imagine the tension, the battle? Now, here's the good side of Trump. Trump's not Mitt Romney. Trump's not going to be pushed around by this type of operation in Philadelphia and sadly now out there in the counties like Monco and Delco. Right? He's pushing back. But they have to do their part, the Republicans in Harrisburg. They should have never, I don't care, I would argue this forever. Whatever they think they got in this deal with Governor Wolf to sign off on excuse-free absentee balloting is ridiculous. It's going to produce this tsunami. And with the new voting technology, because of all the arguments about the Russians and everything else, you're going to see a huge mess here. Heading it off at the pass to mitigate this is what has to be done.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.